Chapter 10, Helping Those Who Need Help.
As God's agencies, we are to have hearts of flesh, full of the charity that prompts us to be helpful to those more needy than ourselves. If we see our brethren and sisters struggling under poverty and debt, if we see churches that are in need of financial aid, we should manifest an unselfish interest in them and help them in proportion as God has prospered us. If you who have charge of an institution see other institutions bravely struggling for standing room so that they may do a work similar to the work of the institutions with which you are connected, do not be jealous. Do not seek to push a working force out of existence and to exalt yourselves in conscious superiority. Rather, curtail some of your large plans and help those who are struggling. Aid them in carrying out some of their plans to increase their facilities. Do not use every dollar in enlarging your facilities and increasing your responsibilities. Reserve part of your means for establishing in other places health institutions and schools. You will need great wisdom to know just where to place these institutions so that the people will be the most benefited. All these matters must receive candid consideration. Those in positions of responsibility will need wisdom from on high in order to deal justly, to love mercy, and to show mercy not only to a few, but to everyone with whom they come in contact. Christ identifies his interests with those of his people, no matter how poor and needy they may be. Missions must be opened for the colored people, and everyone should seek to do something and to do it now. There is need that institutions be established in different places, that men and women may be set at work to do their best in the fear of God. No one should lose sight of his mission and work. Everyone should aim to carry forward to a successful issue the work placed in his hands. All our institutions should keep this in mind and strive for success. But at the same time, let them remember that their success will increase in proportion as they exercise disinterested liberality, sharing their abundance with institutions that are struggling for a foothold. Our prosperous institutions should help those institutions that God has said should live and prosper, but which are still struggling for an existence. There is among us a very limited amount of real unselfish love. The Lord says, "Everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love." If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us. See 1 John 4, 7, 8, and 12. It is not pleasing to God to see man looking only upon his own things, closing his eyes to the interests of others.